Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
I'm sad to report that yesterday a terrible bill passed second reading in the Montana House of Representatives, Senate Bill 289, a bill that could require churches to report to the Commissioner of Political Practices who tithes and how much, took another step toward becoming law. Our last chance to stop this bill is the third reading vote today, and since yesterday's vote was 51 to 49, we only need to switch one vote. There's still hope that we can save our state from this terrible legislation, but it can't happen without you. So please get a pen. I'm going to give you a phone number and a website. Senate Bill 289 was put forward by its supporters under the guise of stopping dark money, but it doesn't actually do that. The bill is clearly unconstitutional on several grounds, and proponents of the bill blocked every attempt to make it better. Governor Bullock, Democrat legislators, and liberal Republicans deliberately blocked amendments that would have required that every dollar in politics be disclosed. No, the supporters didn't actually want to stop dark money. They were just using that as an excuse. Despite our best efforts to clarify language regarding church donations, we were unsuccessful. The bill still defines churches as persons, and the reporting rules are so vaguely written that some churches could still have to report who tithes, how much, and how often, if they want to talk about ballot issues. It's not a bill that stops dark money. It's a bill that puts parishioners at risk of intimidation. Legislators tried passing numerous amendments that would have turned the bill into a serious effort to stop dark money. They tried to make it effective immediately. They tried to make it apply to every donation instead of only some, but as I said, the governor and his allies blocked them at every turn. That said, there's one last chance to stop this bill before it leaves the House, and that's the third reading vote today. We need to switch one vote, and there's one legislator that we believe might be persuadable. It's Representative Tom Richmond of Billings. We need every family in Montana to call 444-4800 and leave a message for Representative Tom Richmond. Ask him to please vote no on Senate Bill 289. Tell him that since the bill does not stop dark money, but could make church donations public, it's unconstitutional. Please be polite, be soft-spoken, and be clear. The number is 444-4800. We need Representative Tom Richmond of Billings to vote no on Senate Bill 289. On a brighter note, two of our bills came out of committee yesterday and will be on the floor today. It's time to call all members of the House of Representatives and urge them to vote yes on charter schools and the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, better known as the Hobby Lobby Bill. 42 other states have charter schools. Why not Montana? And just yesterday, Indiana Governor Mike Pence signed a Religious Freedom Restoration Act in his state. Now it's our turn. Once again, please call 444-4800 or go to montanafamily.org and click on the legislative button. Then ask your House member to vote yes on charter schools and the Hobby Lobby bill. It's crunch time in Helena and time to make our voices heard. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.